What a weather report it is.
Isn't it all right, man? You know, it is okay.
It's sunny. So, you know, for somebody like me that works in an office, the weather report, you know, it's interesting, but it's oftentimes not critical unless the dry weather. So I happened to be talking to one of our favorite people, Bob Gray, and he was talking about, well, and I said, how has the season been going? And he said, well, you know, every once in a while we got to worry about cold weather. And, and he says it's very hard to get a specific weather report for their part of the valley, you know, and sometimes it'll be 38 in St. Johnsbury, but it's, you know, 31 in Newbury. So anyways, you know, when it's cold out at my house in the spring, but when it's cold, when you got strawberries growing, it is, you have to go cover them.
You best be paying attention.
You best be paying attention. So that's they do a great job, and we appreciate the strawberries.
I do.
So, what's going up in Wells River Savings, you might ask.
We can.
So, you might.
We might.
So, obviously, the big change in the governor's mandates on masks and what we can do to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, we are no longer requiring masks in the lobbies at the bank. But if you want to wear one, wear one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's kind of where if you feel safer with a mask, come in with a mask. We're a judgment-free zone except on loan decisions.
Okay.
And even when you have appointments with people and they're not wearing a mask and you are, and if you ask them to put on a mask, they probably put on a mask. So mm-hmm. Courtesy hasn't left the world because of COVID. We're no longer requiring people to call ahead for appointments. We've got plenty of capacity in the lobbies. We do ask that you kind of maintain your space, but people do that anyway. So,
sure.
I always remember my first training as a teller is that you don't speak too loud because you're trying to, the person behind the customer may be listening. So, you know, Steve, I'm very sorry your account is overdrawn. Well, I didn't want that, advertised. So, so keep a safe distance, and it's also a courteous distance.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Okay.
And we're still going to have hand sanitizer in the thing, as I learned over and over and over again. Washing hands and sanitizing your hands is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great news for us.
It is.
Great news to see people's smiles again. You forget how much of the face is important when you're talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of experiences, and maybe it's age, where somebody comes and starts talking to me and they have their mask on. I have no idea who they are.
Mm.
And it's somebody I've known for, mm-hmm. 30 years or 20 years, and they drop the mask. Oh, yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's so true.
And so true. Anyway, so we have one teller that's was hired during the pandemic, and I laughed at her and said, I haven't seen your face since we hired you. Well, mm-hmm. I'm glad we did.
But, nice. Good to see a face, right?
Good to see a face.
That's good.
So that's important.
Yes,
again, the PPP window was closed, but we're now trying to contact people to get their forgiveness applications in so that they can get that part done. And we are eagerly awaiting the start of June and Customer Appreciation Day, and I think just working on how do we change that, just to be mindful of that there were still at the end of the pandemic, but there's still some things that we can do, so people won't have to wear masks, but we probably will start sanitizing the tables between sittings and things like that. But
so Customer Appreciation Day starts
the first Monday in June. I don't have my calendar right in front of me.
So you'll be starting at which branch?
You had to ask me that. So
I'm sorry.
No. I know.
So you're starting on June 4th.
June 4th. And I know Wells River is the 25th.
Yeah.
And then the 18th, I think, is Bradford.
Okay.
And then East Fairland, East Thetford. But it's on the website.
Well, it's going to be posted.
It will be.
It's going to be on the radio. It's going to be in the papers.
Always on the radio.
So
people
are going to be informed.
I just can't remember that.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that to you.
Yes, you did. I hear you with April. Yes, you did. And I should know that. But anyway.
Well, we try to get stuff going between Butch and April.
Oh, you
It
do.
Doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much. Yeah, this morning, why did I bother giving you a list? You don't read from it anyway.
Right.
And I'm not, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, Frank was actually in here 7 o'clock this morning to make sure he was on shortly after 8. And I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, you know? Especially with this road construction guy.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
So I started out... this morning, well, I said at 7:55, I better get up there. I got 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, I just made it.
Did you?
Yeah. They, you know, you have to wait. And
well, I didn't know how they're the almost in front of the they're almost in front of the radio station this morning. And so you and I chatted whether you wanted to be in here live or actually do it on the phone.
Live, yeah.
Being live is much better. I agree,
yeah,
but give the versatility.
Given the versatility, yeah. So and we, you know, we're going to have a busy loan season.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to somebody yesterday doing construction, and I they said, well, we did our plans back in October, and we're pretty set with the things. I said, you need to just update what the material cost is going to be and whether you can still find contractors. And
yeah,
so, that's always important. But it's it's much better to have building activity going on in our community than saying nobody's at work. And so this is. It's busy, but it's a good, we've seen not busy, and not busy is horrible.
Well, we're going to get into the time of the year now that we're on the other side of the COVID, so to speak, where things are really going to start picking up pace.
I mean, there's more people in the area. You can see it.
Yes, there are. And in 2 weeks, the first Customer Appreciation Day, and then all of a sudden, Fourth of July, and then it's fair season.
As we see it so far,
all that stuff is a go.
And all of that stuff is so important for the community.
It sure is.
To get people out I grew up in Connecticut and Massachusetts, and the agricultural fairs were fun.
Yeah,
and a lot of them have gone away, but we still have them, and it's an important part of building a community is having those things and seeing and eating the food.
You know what's next? The Business Spotlight coming up shortly after 8:30 this morning.
Yes.
Every third Friday of the month, sponsored by Wells Rubber Savings, your good neighbor bank.
We're looking forward to that. She loves her facility out there, and deservedly so. And she, I don't know if she could talk my ear off, but she can talk.
We're looking forward to it. Janice Arroyo, of course, Thompson Hill Campground Store and Fun Pond.
It is.
As they continue to grow out there.
I think they got a small little pirate ship out there.
They do. So you're not going to be here, but you're going to listen, right?
I am definitely going to listen.
All right. So Customer Appreciation Days begin in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right.
Hallelujah.
We'll continue to get updates. Frank will be in next week. It'll be the last Friday of the month.
Last Friday of the month.
All right, Frank.
I will have the schedule then. Promise.
Enjoy the weekend.
See ya.
All right. Frank Tillman, President and CEO of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank at 18 minutes after 8 o'clock.